This podcast is brought to you by Howie's Store. Save 50% on restaurants, hotels, and more. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on Store. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
CDC said yesterday that they believe it's inevitable that the virus will spread in the United States.
Well, I don't think it's inevitable. It probably will. It possibly will. Whatever happens, we're totally prepared. I'm going to be putting our Vice President Mike Pence in charge. The team is brilliant.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Lives are at stake. This is not a time for name calling. Or playing politics.
A few moments later,
I spoke with the vice president this morning, and I expressed to him the concern that I had when he was governor of Indiana, slashing the public health budget and having some clinics, especially a Planned Parenthood clinic, close, which was the only place in that Scott County where you could get tested for HIV and AIDS. There was an outbreak.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Why is Mike Pence in charge? What is his plan to stop the virus? Abstinence?
Is that the person you want in charge of the coronavirus outbreak? Someone who needs to pray on something instead of looking at the science? I mean, come on, let's be real about it.
Are you saying that our elected officials shouldn't say that they're going to pray? I mean, it's pretty much a staple of our of our political leadership in this country dating back to the founding. I don't have a problem if a guy says he wants to pray on it. In fact, I hope he does. I hope they all do.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Donald Trump has his racist nickname for you.
I call her Pocahontas, and that's an insult to Pocahontas.
What is your strategy for responding to him?
So Donald Trump is going to have ugly names, tell lies, tell lies, tell lies.
My papa had high cheekbones like all of the Indians do.
I learned about my family from my family. That's just kind of who I am.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know, do you remember when Joe Biden was in charge of curing cancer a few years back? How'd that work out for him? I can't believe this BS about Mike Pence. You know, they're giving him so much trouble. At least Mike Pence can put together two sentences without dribbling down his something down his chin. I mean, come on.
Well, it turns out Don Lemon doesn't just hate boomer rubes. He hates
credulous boomer rubes.
Credulous boomer rubes, but he also hates Christian boomer rubes. Yeah. He doesn't like people praying. They like people praying when it's something they want them to pray about. But if you're just a prayerful person in
general,
they
don't like... Has he looked at CNN's ratings?
He should be praying.
Don Lemon, I'd say it's time that you did a couple of Hail Marys and a good act of contrition.
Yeah.
Maybe the Apostles' Creed wouldn't hurt too much either. This is so amazing. So what have you got for us, Grace, here?
Alrighty, so I'm going to start with a little bit of polling news. Joe Biden takes the lead in Florida. Bernie Sanders loses traction after Castro remarks. Could you see that happening, Howie, that some people in Florida wouldn't take kindly to the Castro remarks? Shocker. Selection is full of surprise twists.
By the way, did you see Bill de Blasio, the bust-out mayor of New York, last night on TV? He is now that he has found out, like the fake Indian, that you can't out Bernie, he's in the Bernie Sanders camp.
Oh, that's nice.
And, you know, but there he's talking endlessly about working people this and the working class that, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, there are generational differences, Grace.
Mm-hmm.
He's more of his go-to Stalinist dictatorship is Nicaragua, as opposed to Bernie, which is the old Soviet Union. I think it's a generational thing.
Yeah,
you know, as de Blasio was coming along, you know, he saw Danny Ortega in those designer shades, you know, hanging out with the Kennedys, and you know, he said, "Wow, that's my cool kind of communist autocrat dictator terrorist thug."
Well, you know, if in Bill de Blasio's socialist world, there's something beyond free education and free healthcare.
What is that?
A free gym membership for everyone. So everyone can spend 14 hours in the gym like he does every single day. Maybe free, maybe free rides in an Escalade down the block to work.
We just got a great text message here. As usual, the mainstream media are mostly crickets on the letter that 200 real Native Americans sent to Lion Lizzie, meaning Elizabeth Warren. Yeah, they said, when are you going to address these issues? You really have never addressed the issues of your ethnic fraud over the years. Why is there no coverage of that? It's just all coronavirus. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. What did Nancy Pelosi say? You can't cry wolf in a crowded theater. I know you're saying, hey, Howie, it's fire. No. She said wolf in a crowded
theater. Howie's not losing it. Okay. No, but that's the thing. And I saw today people tweeting out, I think it was the Boston Herald, tweeted out Liz Warren getting called out again for her heritage lies. And I retweeted it. And I said, not by anybody on the debate stage, not by anybody where it would count, where she would actually have to answer it. The only people who are around her who could actually say it to her face don't have the guts. If I were Mike Bloomberg, Howie, I know that he's not perfect, but if someone was just pounding me all night, I would turn around and say, hold on a second. You're going to criticize me. Why did you lie about being Native American? I would just throw it out there. I don't know how they restrain themselves because it's just sitting there. It's the big elephant in the room.
You know, though.
Or what did they have in Native American days?
Buffalo.
It's the big buffalo in the room.
The bison.
The big bison.
So somebody underneath the Boston Herald story, because my newspaper broke the original story about her being a fake Indian, and somebody underneath said that he had Googled to see if anybody else had picked it up, and the only elite alt-left media outlet that picked up the story about the Native American sending the demand letter, basically, to the fake Indian, the LA Times. That was it. Everybody else, crickets. Total crickets.
Yeah, and then it was interesting because the Washington Post were the ones who came up with the application, I think.
Yes, the Texas Bar application.
And I think the Washington Post, if it weren't for Bernie Sanders supporters, who are kind of a curveball for a lot of Democrats, I think they would be in charge of choosing who's going to be the next nominee, but they can't control the Bernie Bros. So,
well, maybe this is inside baseball in the media, but that Washington Post story about the fact that as early as 1986, she was claiming to be an Indian. That was her words back then on the Texas bar application. That was reported by a new hire from the Washington Post. And you know where she worked previously, Grace?
Where?
The Boston Globe, which had just. And she had just worked for the previous 5 or 6 months on a series of stories about how Elizabeth Warren was not a fake Indian and had never used her ethnic fraud to get ahead and get those two tenured positions at Ivy League law schools, first the University of Pennsylvania and then Harvard University. Then this woman leaves and goes to the Washington Post and immediately breaks this story about how early she was using the ethnic fraud, something she'd never been able to turn up, apparently, in 6 months, working on the story for the Boston Globe.
Well,
what a funny coincidence.
You know why the Boston Globe spiked that story? They wanted an interview with Bailey, and they weren't sure if they were going to get it.
Heel, Bailey. Heel.
A beautiful
dog.
Out
on the bike path.
A talented dog.
I saw a woman on the bike path today, Grace. And she had this bulldog type of dog, and she would say, heel. I hadn't heard anyone say that for a long time.
Yeah, that's a little bit.
That's old.
Air-butted.
That's old school.
Yeah, heel. On Dasher, on Dancer. Okay, so speaking of hypocrites, this story will just, you know, it would take a heart of stone not to laugh at this one. George Clooney is saddened, not disappointed, he's saddened by allegations of Nespresso child labor. So George Clooney's a beautiful person, as everyone knows.
Oh, yes.
He is
amongst the most beautiful.
He is the creme de la creme of the beautiful people.
What kind of private jet does he have?
I don't know, but he owns Casamigos. He's part owner or creator of that, which is a delicious, delicious tequila. So I know he's a multi-millionaire. He's also.
What do you prefer, Tito's vodka or that kind of tequila that George Clooney makes?
So
So.
So the thing is, Howie, no, it depends on my mood. So if I'm going out and I'm on the town and I want to treat myself, I get a tequila grapefruit, salt on the rim with a little bit of lime on the rocks. But if I'm just, you know, basic and I don't think the bar can handle it, I say
that's a lot of work for the bartender. You know, AOC, well, yeah. AOC would claim she was oppressed if you gave her that kind of order.
Howie, I'm paying like $14 for drinks at these restaurants. I don't care if they have to do a little bit of shaking and stirring.
It's the salt that really used to
bother
me.
That's my favorite part.
In the old days.
It makes me feel like I'm in a tropical place. Okay, by the way, guys, so this is what I was going to say. George Clooney has been the face of Nespresso since 2006, and recently it has come out that they have been using child labor at six of its suppliers in Guatemala. A reporter broke this story, and he said, George Clooney said that he's so sad because... Addressing the investigation.
He's so sad that he sent his butler down to cash the royalties check.
Oh, no. He's a member of Nespresso's Sustainability Advisory Board.
Oh, the Sustainability Advisory. Oh, I love that word.
And this is a quote from George. We knew it was a big project when it started 7 years ago. And honestly, I was surprised and saddened to see the story.
Saddened.
Clearly, this board and this company still have work to do. And that work will be done.
Can we quote you on that, Mr. Clinton?
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Experience the amazing benefits of Superbeets. Get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase when you visit www.superbeetsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeetsradio.com/Howie. By the way, people are telling me it wasn't down 700 or 800 points. I just hadn't looked recently. It's down over 1,100 points today, apparently, the stock market. That's worrisome, but... You know, what are you going to do? There's always tomorrow. It's like a baseball, right? Three innings later, you got another at bat.
Okay. It's like what Annie says. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you, tomorrow.
Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are you doing anything to prepare for the coronavirus?
No, I'm just telling it to heal.
Heal, boy, heal.
85% say they're not doing a damn thing.
Okay, so I have a really good story. I want Taylor's take on it, and I want Howie's take on it. Harvey Weinstein is avoiding Rikers Island prison food for now because of his chest pains. So he's in the hospital.
He could take off 40, 50 pounds, no problem. Probably a good move.
Well, no, he's still eating. He's not avoiding it by not eating. He's avoiding it because he's at the hospital, so he's getting hospital meatloaf, mashed potatoes, spinach, coffee, and dessert.
Is that appreciably better than... standard prison fare?
I guess Rikers Island food is bad. That's what I'm gathering from this New York Post article.
You ever have a good meal in a hospital?
No.
No, I don't think anybody has.
But I think in comparison, it must be a lot better. Anyway, good luck to Harvey on the food situation. Now, this is a story that if I were to normally pass it, I would not click on it. But because I work for Howie, I decided to give it a go. This is the headline. These ladies' criminally hot mugshots are going viral on Twitter. Looking this good should be a crime. A Twitter account that posts the charges and photos of women who look criminally attractive in their mugshots has racked up nearly 200,000.
Get that? Racked.
Has racked up nearly.
What's the name? She said it.
What's the name of the account?
The name of the account is Mugshotties.
Mugshotties. Okay, I got it.
And according to the guy who runs the account, he said, a lot of what I get is submissions from these women.
Submissions.
They want their headshots or their mugshots on there. And they say they'll send them to him and they'll go like this. Theft of identity, theft of property, and fraudulent use of a credit card. Thanks. Please post me on the site. This is how thirsty people are. I told Taylor about thirsty means. It means people who are so desperate for attention. And for my haters out there, yes, I have moments of thirst. But all I'm saying is, if you have a mugshot and you're sending it in and asking someone to post it on their Twitter and you're not hoping to God that it never shows up again, there's something wrong.
Do you know what happens on the text line, you know, whenever we mention somebody? Like, for instance, the candidate yesterday from San Francisco was running against Pelosi, Deanna. You know, everybody immediately checked her out online and said not guilty. Today you mentioned Emily Compagno at Fox.
Yes.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Lara Trump. Everybody's commenting on her on the text line. So what do you think is going to happen? You think they're going to be deluged with
good press?
Clicks from our audience here?
I don't care how fine I was looking at the prison. I would not be pumped to show people my mugshot. Maybe in like 10 years, I would get it framed as kind of a joke.
Didn't this all stem from like a guy that was, you know, a good looking guy and his mugshot was released? He was imprisoned, and upon his release, he was offered like a modeling contract.
Oh, right. That was in California. I remember that guy.
Beautiful blue eyes. Yes. And I remember. And then I think he cheated on his wife because he got so many suitors after the mugshot went viral. See, fame ain't easy, y'all. Fame ain't easy.
What is the address again? For our,
that's
asking
not working.
For a friend.
What's the handle?
The handle is Mug Shotties. It's Shawtys. Mug Shotties.
Oh, Shotties. Like
yes.
All right, got it.
And I'm going to show Howie these pictures right now. They are very beautiful ladies. I don't know what happened with all of them.
How did these innocent women...
Look at this lady puts it up and goes, this is a beautiful glamour shot of this woman. And she writes above it, possession of marijuana. The modeling industry, man. It's all about the online clicks nowadays.
We know she wasn't arrested in Massachusetts, right? Or Colorado.
Speaking of Corona, Howie, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeted out last night... So I guess it's not just Don Lemon who's upset with Mike Pence. She said, Pence, this is the tweet that went viral. Mike Pence literally does not.
Literally. Everything is literally with her. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I have that problem too sometimes. Mike Pence literally does not believe in science. It is utterly irresponsible to put him in charge of U.S. coronavirus response.
Utterly.
As the world sits on the cusp of a pandemic.
Cusp. That's very impressive.
This decision could cost BU people education. Their lives. Pence's past decisions already have.
So, again, I repeat, how did Joe Biden being the head of the cancer task force work out? When is the cure going to go on sale over the counter?
To be fair, the task force started in 1920, and then they took a really long break until a few years ago. So... It makes sense why that happened. I just am confused at where this hate for Mike Pence comes from. And I guarantee I don't know that much about him.
Where does it come from?
I know, but they seem to not
he
only
was,
hate him.
He was
him.
Born a Roman Catholic, and now he's an evangelical, and he's pro-life, and his kids are in the military. Do you need and he's a former radio talk show host.
Yeah. Indiana's calling. The Mike Pence Show. This new segment is really going to drive people nuts. So she's not on board with Mike Pence. Jimmy Kimmel's not on board with Mike Pence. Don Lemon's not on board with Mike Pence. What more do you need to know? If all these people don't want Mike Pence to be in charge, probably means he's going to do something right.
I feel we're on the cusp of a new epidemic. Pence derangement syndrome. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Do you or a loved one have trouble hearing over the telephone or need to turn up the TV volume so loud that others complain or find it hard to follow conversations at the dinner table or in a restaurant? Let's face it, hearing problems can be embarrassing. That's why Hearing Help Express takes away the anguish and embarrassment of hearing loss. Better Hearing has never been so convenient and affordable with simple to use, hard to see, and easy to afford hearing aids and professional care delivered right to your own home. And the best part? Hearing Help Express cuts out the middleman, saving you over 50%. 20% and an inconvenient trip to an audiologist's office. Right now, Hearing Help Express is offering a free, no-obligation hearing loss information kit that includes a hearing assessment with special offers and discounts. I love their information kit and have taken the assessment myself. It's fast, easy, and informative. Call Hearing Help Express today at 800-353-5200. Call 800-353-5200. That's 800-353-5200. Use promo code Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, we were talking about why do they hate Pence so much? Again, he was born a Roman Catholic. He's now an evangelical. He's a heterosexual. He has at least one kid in the military. However, you know, the original sin, if I can, you know, make the theological point, is he's Donald Trump's vice president. That's the original. He can never wash that away. He can be baptized. I don't know if you can be baptized if you're Donald Trump's vice president. You can't. You can't. It's like this guy they're talking about, the Surgeon General who used to work for him in Indiana. He's a black guy, by the way. But again, you know, normally in Democrat circles these days, a protected class, unless you're a Republican. Just ask, oh, I don't know, Clarence Thomas, Candace Owens, Kanye West, any of them.
But Howie, remember when they made fun of Mike Pence so much because he wouldn't go to dinner with a woman without his wife there?
Right.
And everyone, he's such a weirdo. What a weird guy. What a weird dude. And then like 3 days later, the Harvey Weinstein stuff came out and everyone was like, oh.
Right. Incidentally, it came out. Someone did a study of the FEC reports, Federal Election Commission reports. Would you care to guess who the greatest recipient of rapist Harvey Weinstein money was? Let me give you a hint. She has the same initials that I do. My initials, in case you were wondering, are HC. Who could it be? $1.4 million. $1.4 million. And somebody, I don't know why I forgot this, but somebody pointed out that that Joe Biden, the former vice president, has said that if he's elected president, he will cure cancer. Don't you think that President Trump owes it to all of us to put Joe Biden in charge of the coronavirus response? Mm-hmm. I mean, if he can cure cancer, I mean, coronavirus is much more of a preventable malady than all the forms of cancer, I would say, right? I would think. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. I wanted to talk a little bit about a story I found today about Target and about raising wages and how it's affected people. The reason I am interested in this story is, the mailroom manager, my wife, used to own a building in Framingham, and we had five tenants. It was an apartment house, basically. It was a small one, five tenants. One of our best tenants was a woman who worked at the local Target, or Target, as we called it. And about the time Obamacare went into effect, Target didn't want to pay the health insurance, so what they did was to get under the level where you had to pay, they cut everybody, or they cut a lot of people's hours back, including our tenant. And this woman suddenly got cut back to, like, I think the threshold was 30 hours. So she got cut back to 29 hours, and she couldn't make a go of it, even on our very reasonable rent, sustainable rent. And she had to move back to her house. So now this is continuing as they keep rate. Now it's not so much Obamacare; it's the minimum wage. And again, Bernie Sanders, and specifically, but all the rest of the Democrats are all talking about how much they want to raise the minimum wage. And there's a story today: Target raised wages, then it cut workers' hours and doubled their workload. Adam Ryan, 31, has worked at Target in Christiansburg, Virginia for 3 years. He works additional jobs whenever he's able to, but is regularly scheduled for only 20 hours a week at Target, despite having open availability. I have to live with my family because I can't afford rent on my own. I was thinking of my tenant when I read this morning, my former tenant. I don't have health insurance. I've had a rotting tooth in my mouth for years, and I haven't been able to receive treatment. I've applied for Medicaid in Virginia, and every time I'm told I make too much money, and Target has told me I don't qualify for their benefits because I don't get enough hours. So, you know, here's the thing. Does Bernie Sanders understand any of this? You know, he doesn't seem to have a clue. He doesn't care that if his plans are realized, there's not going to be any energy for automobiles or for home heating oil or for commercial airliners. He doesn't seem to care that if he raises the minimum wage, he's going to drive more people out of the workplace, out of the workforce. You know, a lot of these European countries, some European countries don't have minimum wages, or they're much lower minimum wages because when they've raised the minimum wage, it's affected employment adversely. It's affected unemployment or employment rates adversely here in this country. Ryan and other Target workers have noticed a drastic reduction in scheduled hours and significant increases in workloads as Target has increased their minimum wage. What a shock, Grace. What a shock. They've increased the Target increase. A corporation was forced to increase the minimum wage and is now reducing hours and demanding more work. They're trying to get enough money to make a profit, to keep the stores open.
Well, everything has to come from somewhere, you know? People have to make their bottom line, and if it means cutting back your hours, that's what it's going to be. And you said, why doesn't Bernie Sanders understand this, Howie? But the thing is, if you've ever not had health insurance or had to pay out of pocket, and then you get on a good health insurance plan, you really, it's almost beneficial to not have one for a while because you really appreciate a good health care plan. But he's probably had a Cadillac plan his whole life. So he talks about this stuff and doesn't realize that guys, electricians and plumbers and guys in the trades, they are so happy with their plans and they work so hard for their plans. But if you always have it easy and you've been in public service or whatever he's doing, Bernie Sanders, and you have a plan since you were probably what? Since he was probably 26? Of course he doesn't care. He doesn't understand what it's like to not have health insurance or to have to pay for health insurance. It's just been a straight coast for him.
Yeah, and he keeps saying he's going to take away 160 million health insurance plans from people. Everyone in America is going to lose their private health insurance plans, except for one group, the culinary workers in Nevada. He promised them last week before the caucuses that he wouldn't take away theirs. And these jobs in the fossil fuel industry, I heard him last week on TV say, the Green New Deal will provide 20 million good union jobs. Good union jobs. This is another thing. He's never been in a union because he's never had a job. I was in a union for decades. Unions are okay sometimes. But the problem with unions in many cases is some freeloading gold brick like Bernie Sanders gets elected to the job of business agent or third vice president. And pretty soon they're giving all your union dues to Democrat politicians who are trying to cut your throat, not just your own industry's throat, but you know, trying to put in hiring and promotional rules that assure that you and your children aren't ever going to be able to get ahead.
But Howie, take like some of the unions in Boston. They have those big signs, whether it's the IBEW or those other ones. They have the big signs for, you know, Joe Kennedy and Ayanna Pressley. And I get all that. I get that they're Democrats and they're always going to vote Democrat. But if the nominee is Bernie Sanders, do they vote for Bernie Sanders knowing he wants to get rid of their Cadillac plans?
I don't think they do. Once they understand it, can they? You know, but some of them I don't think understand it yet. How bad this would be for everybody. 781, didn't Congress vote to stay out of Obamacare? For thee, but not for me. Yeah, exactly. Well, this is the whole thing. I mean, Bernie Sanders is not worried about losing his health insurance. He's planning to go to Walter Reed Hospital if he gets sick. He's not going to give up his private jet if we ban commercial air flights, which is basically what the Green New Deal promotes. 844-500-4242. 201 says curing cancer should be easy for Bernie, for Biden. He learned from a guy who lowered the sea levels. Yes, he did. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And someone says that when the minimum wage in Maine went up in January, three Burger Kings closed. I think a lot of restaurants in places like San Francisco and Seattle, they were kind of leading the charge to raise the minimum wage. It's had a devastating effect on both restaurants, independent restaurants, and on independent bookstores, the few that remain. You know, it's just it's not good. I mean, there are in New York City now with de Blasio, another nitwit who's never had a job. He's promoting these higher minimum wages, and they're just killing off jobs that you know, in many cases are entry level positions. You need to get a start somewhere, whatever field you're in. And you know, when you start out, when you're just out of high school or college, you're not really, I hate to say it, worth all that much money. You're not worth a huge salary. You have to learn the trade or the ropes. And these people don't understand. Bernie and de Blasio, AOC, everybody in the squad, most of the Democrats, they've never run a business. It's not, you don't have to run a business. They've never worked in a business. They've never had real jobs. I was thinking about it today. AOC, I think, is the only one in the squad who's ever had a real job. You know, she was a bartender. What did Ayanna Pressley, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, they never, nothing. They've just been coat holders, state legislators, aides, stuff like that, community organizers. All right, we're going to take some calls on this. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
This is Lynn in sunny Las Vegas.
This is Dan from the Moonbat capital of Jamaica Plain.
This is Gigi in Leominster, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
1-844-500-4242. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr.
Hi, thanks. Hello?
Go ahead.
I want to say Bernie and all those Democrats, they are saying capitalism is bad and socialism is good. Then how come everybody from all over the world comes to the United States, nobody goes to Cuba or Venezuela or China, right, and nobody asks those Democrats, you know, when they are interviewed, they should ask why people are coming here and not there. I want to hear their,
that's really a
their
good point.
Explanation, you know.
And yeah, Jay, have you ever heard of anybody say, I'm really sick, you know, I don't know if I'm going to make it. I think I'm going to fly to Havana or Caracas to get the top-notch medical treatment.
They only come to the United States because they have the best doctors and they don't have to wait long and so on. But what I'm asking also, another thing is that all Americans here, most of them, they like the system here. So if they like the socialism, those Democrats, then just get out of here. They let you. Nobody's going to kill you. I had to escape. I could have been killed at the border because they don't give you a passport from a socialist country. You know?
Where are you from? Where are you from, Jay?
Romania. I escaped in 1973, and I came here legally, and I've been working hard, and, you know, I make it. So if they like it so much, Bernie did the He's the one with the Russians and so on, because he was brainwashed by the Russians when he did his honeymoon there. And, you know, that's why he's talking like that, the way he talks.
How were the hospitals in Bucharest?
Donald Trump is doing good for the United States.
Jay, how were the hospitals in Bucharest when you were there?
You see, yeah, they say everything is free. Yeah, in a way it's free, but it's not really, because you have to wait long lines in some shitty rooms there.
Watch out. Yeah, okay, we got it. Go ahead. Watch your language there, Jay.
All right.
Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. And then you have to bring to the doctor some chocolates or some American cigarettes or something to be taken and to give you the right diagnosis and so on. Yeah. They don't tell you about those things, you know?
No, I know. You know, when my uncle, he had a problem. He lived in Maine, and he got injured. He had an old baseball injury, and he started losing it when he turned about 70. We had to get him into a VA hospital. And there was a long waiting list, but our family knew the congressman, and we made a call and we got him in. And you know, I've thought about that, Jay. You know, when they talk about, you know, the government is going to be running the healthcare system, so you have to. So I just keep thinking: is everybody going to have to be like my family, know the congressman, or you know, or know the senator, or you know, pay a bribe to get in? I mean, that's the way it works in totalitarian countries. And, you know, and again, I'm not saying that Maine in the 70s was a totalitarian country, but it was a VA hospital. That's the way it worked. And that's the way it still does work in some parts of the country. Thanks for the call, Jay. Tony, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, Howie.
Yes.
Hey, Howie. Big Tony in Jersey.
How you doing?
Still there, Howie?
I'm still here, Tony.
Nick, I'm calling to let you know that Bernie Sanders is going to take a dive. They're going to take him out in the stretcher. He's going to fake a heart attack. And he's going to turn it over to Bloomberg.
You're very conspiratorial, Tony. I'm not. I don't think so. I think that's the last thing he would ever do. I mean, he's not releasing his medical records, but I don't think he's going to take a heart attack, as we say in the Northeast, and you know, go out on a fake disability. I don't see that in the I don't see that in the cards. Thanks for the call, though, Tony. Scott, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, hi, Howie. How are you?
Hi, good.
Hey, I just want to make a comment. As a retired union brother, we don't all vote Democratic.
I'm not in a union anymore either, and I don't vote Democratic. I know 46% of union carpenters voted for Trump. I understand that, Scott, believe me.
That is correct, and I'm one of them. So anyway, the point is, back to Bernie. I mean, Bernie, along with all of our congressmen and senators, they have no idea about anything on insurance because they got the top of the line plan, and why should they even care? You know what I mean? That,
yeah.
It bugs me because these people just don't get it, and they never will.
Have you ever heard Bernie talk about health insurance? I don't think he knows the difference between a copay and a deductible. I really don't. And yet he just speaks very glibly about doing away with 160 million Americans' health plans and eliminating millions of jobs. And he quotes this one silly study in Lancet, which he, you know, it's a very prominent medical journal. And this one study from Yale University, whoop-de-doo. That's his one source. So we're going to destroy the healthcare system on one quote-unquote study. Thanks for the call, Scott. I'm Howie Carr.